PCQ POA.
Go ahead.
Hey, after many, unless someone else jumps in, I'd like to throw a poser question out there.
Okay, not a problem. Good evening, Minnie.
Good evening, KDHPCQ. This is KDHPAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of them on the net here, and keep Rick's wife and Rob both in my prayers and everything. I haven't been doing much. Started working on a puzzle yesterday, and I almost got it finished, probably finish it tomorrow, so other than that, I haven't been doing much of anything. I don't rake leaves because I'm in the country and the neighbors, they burn theirs, but mine just stays on the ground and they mow them down the next week, year, so this is KD8PAZ, KE8PCQ.
Well, that sounds like a good idea on the leaves, many other than the fact that I'm in town. Okay, back to KCH, VOA, Rick.
Here's a question for you folks tonight. How do you remove a sticker from a plastic object or a metal object or something you don't want to damage? And how do you get them off? What was the method that works for you the best? And with that, I'll turn it back over to KEA-PCQ from KCVOA.
At this time, we'll take 7-3 round, N8ERL, Dave, stand by, Rick.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was distracted. I missed Rick's poser. Dave, could you repeat it? Over.
He has a piece of plastic and he has a sticker on it, and he wants to get it off without harming the piece of plastic. And when it comes to me, I'll give him my ideas because I've done a lot of them. Back to Dave.
Yeah, okay, Rick. I guess I don't have any good ideas for that either, so I'll leave it up to Dave when it comes back to him. Rick, sorry to hear about your wife. I hope that she's doing well, and I hope that she gets home soon. As far as my lawn goes, I have a lot of leaves, and I just keep mulching them as best as I can. I've got a couple of mowers with pretty good mulching blades, and normally by the end of the season, I don't have a lot to bag up. We do have a couple of trees that really shed late, so sometimes I have to mulch them up, you know, regardless, because I missed the pickup time. The Lions game, I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch it, but that was really an interesting football game. The Lions didn't have a lot of offense, but they had some great special team plays and some turnovers, and it was quite the game, very, very high scoring as far as what the Lions go. So, everybody have a good week. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
We watched most of the game, Dave, and it turned out like a basketball score. That's all I can say. 73, my friend. Rick, 73 round.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the method I've been using. I don't know if there's other better methods. That's why I'm asking the question. Is lately I've been soaking them down with WD-40, and when the label gets thoroughly saturated and you can see it penetrates through, then I try to peel it off, and I've had halfway decent luck with that. There's been some that are pretty gummy and a little more challenging, but so far so good. It may soak overnight before I try to pull the label off. So forth. 73, everyone, from KCABOA, back to KEA-PCQ.
Well, Rick, I'll give you my scenario right now. I've done a lot of boats and sails, where there's numbers on them and, you know, some pretty critical stuff. And what I do is, the first thing I do is I have a heat gun and I just gently warm everything, and it brings the stickers, if it's a sticker or a tag, it brings it back to life and it makes it pliable. Just warm. Once you peel it off warm, I use a product called 3M Trim and Adhesive Remover. Not cheap, but it'll pull all the glue right off and doesn't damage the products. So hopefully that'll help. KCT8YVF, Ron, 73 round.
All right, Dave. Thanks for doing that. Rick, I'm kind of in your camp. Most of the time, I try and get most of the sticker off. Try and peel most of the sticker off itself if I can get it off. But then, like I said, the WD-40 generally has worked very well for me to remove any of the glue or goo or anything with it. Sometimes you have to let it sit. I will let it soak in a while, and then I will just take my finger, or depending on the surface, I have a couple of soft plastic putty knives that I can maneuver any of the glue and that stuff to get most of it off, and just keep applying the WD-40, and that generally will take all of it off. Once it's off, of course, you got the oily film on it. I will take some IPA, isopropyl alcohol, and just on a paper towel and remove all of the oil off the surface. And I haven't had a problem with anything getting damaged that way. Getting the sticker off, that's a good idea, Dave, as far as to heat it up with a heat gun or even possibly a hair dryer, something to at least make it more pliable, at least get the sticker off, especially if it's a plastic type of sticker that the WD-40 or agent won't go through easily. Won't soak through, obviously. If it's some sort of paper sticker, it'll that will soak through a lot easier and get it off a lot better. But that's what I've used. I've used it very well over the years, and it's amazing what WD-40 can be used for. There are a lot of different things, that's for sure, other than it's an intended purpose, that's for sure. All right, let me break. Supposedly got some rain coming in Tuesday, so watch out there. Thursday, Halloween, supposed to be rain in the morning, they're calling for now. It's supposed to be done by like 2 o'clock, so basically rain in the morning, which would be nice. We haven't had a rain-free Halloween in the last couple of years, so hopefully we'll be able to get some of our decorations. We got some of our lights and some of our decorations that are weatherproof out there, but we haven't been able to get any of the animatronic things outside in the last few years because it's not going out in the rain, so we'll see if that happens or not. And hopefully the weather is not supposed to be real warm. Wednesday, I guess, like back up in the mid-70s again, but dropping off for Thursday for Halloween. So 73s, everyone. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF.
73, Ron, and thanks for the info. N8KPR, Bob, 73 round.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in, that, Dave. Eric, everything that's been mentioned so far, things that I've used before, you know, there's some other products, but it's just for, let's say, removing the glue, you know, that's on there, and I've only used it on glass, I believe. There's, like, goo gone and lighter fluid, but yeah, WD-40 and heat gun, that's the best solution. It's a common solution that I've used too before, and the heat does soften it up, and sometimes you can get it off with 90% of the glue with it, so it's a good idea. But with that said, again, Dave, thanks for doing that, and I'll hear most of you tomorrow night. So everybody have a good evening, and 73's back to my control, sending KPR.
Have a great week, Bob. Stay safe. 73. 88. DAZ, Mini. 73 round.
88 PAZ, and I just take good hot soapy water and put them in there and let them soak for maybe 2 days, and it comes right off. So other than that, I've got WD-40 here and stuff like that, but I don't use that. But other than that, not much going on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ. Talk to people tomorrow night. 73, everyone.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Minnie, and good luck on the puzzle. 73. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.